was sagt man das, Chef?
I don't know what I'm going to say.
Very good, yeah.
Good evening. Would you like a shirt?
I'm really missing it.
Sorry, I just heard your message tonight.
Don't worry, it's all sorted. All sorted.
Sorry about that.
Don't worry.
I've heard you, sister.
My mistake. I thought it was
a I've heard you, sister.
Right. It's been a quick recall with that yesterday. Yesterday, we were speaking about mistakes in Tefillah Shabbos. Oh, that's what she said. Thank you very much. We spoke about mistakes in Tefillah Shabbos. So, for example, that if a person says, Atochoyne, and didn't finish the bracha, went to Atochoyne, and nice finish, but that's what nice of an Yemenishita. Then we spoke about, it's a funny case actually, someone's not sure whether he done Tishman Esra or Shabbos Esra. It's a case, I don't manage that, but nicely he's not sure. So Mishra Brewer said in that case that he's got a big Shabbos Esra. I put a fight yesterday, probably over here too. I've got a bunch of square, thank you very much. Race, Samaches. Sip Cotton Tess. I'm not sure what the case is exactly. Let's just quote it anyway, it's Mishra Brewer here. In Sofit Lai, in his Spanish or Chayosh Shabbos, someone's not sure, he finished one Ezra, and he can't remember what he did. Then, also, Gamkin, sorry, that's it. In Stomer, you can assume his Spanish or Chayosh Shabbos is not true. Normally, most people don't do it, they don't want this answer. So we said last time, Achilles, I was going to go over that Achilles yesterday, that's the Mishra Brewer, Nilchus, which Chayosh. So Mishra said in the Swiss Chodesh, actually he's talking about all different things, Mashra Rach, same Rach, all the same thing. But Mishra Brewer didn't doubt the Mishra Brewer way too. Let's get a click, it's important to go through this one once. Mishra Brewer says, if for example, what was it, Mishra Brewer? Could you have done a lot of Ches? Very, very important, a lot of it. Look at Mishra Brewer, the Russian Mishra Brewer, what he says, could you have done a lot of Ches? If it was definite to him, the Kufyu Dalas have got Namches. In Hoyna Borla Shayvatati, this could be Enam Oira. A person knew he has to mention Enam Oira. In Naskora, Sheela, Yarab Yavoy, Matoichat Fila, he knew he has to mention it in Dabni. Well, Achaz Man Muflu, again, these people are very nervous. If he's Dabni, I can't remember, did I say it or not? Well, Achaz Man Muflu, says Mishabur, whereas in after an amount of time, not all Sophic with the boy in Zochabat Ferlo. So let's take a case example. Sometimes it was Chodesh, Shachris, and in most cases he had a man see Yalav Yoy. He damaged Shmuel Esra, and his man moved look afterwards, he can't remember whether he said Yalav Yoy or not. Says the Mishabura, not all Sophic with the boy in Zochabat Ferlo, ain't Sophic Lassa, he's not good to go back, but says the Mishabura. In the Sophic has in this area has Sophic miyad achat tefillah yash lachzay. We suppose if the Sophic came straight away, he doesn't say when, how straight away, then he has to go back. So if there was a big gap, he doesn't have to go back because we're going to shoot seven. He just can't remember anymore. If it was very shortly afterwards, then he does have to go back. We suppose what's two conditions here. Condition number one is he knew he meant to say it, and the second condition is there's a big gap in between remembering whether he said it or not. You've got those two conditions, you could be lenient. So someone's just say, for example, he can't remember what he's thinking, he said. He knew before Shmuel Esra, he put a sign, he wants to say Yalav Yoh, or it banged out, so he knows, I've got to say Yalav Yoh in Shachris. He finished Davening, he finished Halal, he says, no, I can't remember now, did I say Yalav Yoh in Shachris or not? So that's got both conditions for her. He's got, he definitely had in mind to say it. There's quite a gap after the whole of Halal, after the Shachris, the whole of Halal, that is okay. How long after Shmuel Esra is the gap? That's a bit of a debate amongst the possible.
I would say it makes a difference if he's gone from a siddur off the heart.
Why?
If his eyes are closed, he doesn't see the Yalav Yoh, he forgets.
Even the siddur, you even forget. You're not used to seeing Yalav
Yoh. You can still forget the siddur.
You still forget.
I don't learn the siddur and I forgot Yalav Yoh. Even the siddur, you can't forget.
More like it.
Why? Why? You're normally doubling without Yalav Yoh.
No.
Yeah, don't realize it.
what I mean? We all need things together.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Am I certain that Mr. Ruler says on a weekday, if you're not sure whether you're on a weekday from an restaurant or not, you've got a problem. If you know you're not on a show from an restaurant, you've got to stop it on time after the same show. You're also okay. Okay, that's what I'm saying. What?
Doesn't the gap appear because it's different from person to person? For example, nowadays, I sometimes forget where I put my keys.
You're not the only one.
20 years ago, I didn't.
could be the pen on
anything.
Yeah, could be that's the pen on
it. The same thing in...
Could be, doesn't it? It might be changes, yeah. Might be changes. Okay, that was that. Then I missed out on yesterday. Right, then I forgot to mention this yesterday. The next halacha was that, also mentioned halacha, that this up to now we're talking about, so someone married Friday night, Shacharis Shabbos morning, Mincha Shabbos afternoon, and he starts at Avot Chayim Nomim Das. So the halacha is, he has to finish off that bracha and then go back to wherever it is. Now, no one asked me, I can't remember anyone asked me, what about Musaf?
Musaf,
someone's in the middle of Musaf, and especially Musaf, he's done in Musaf, and all of a sudden he says, you know what, I have to start at Chayim. What happens there? So this is a Reis Samach Ches, Siv Gimel. Reis Samach Ches, Siv Gimel. So Reis Samach Ches, Siv Gimel. In Torah, it says, Zachor, Goyim Ha'olis HaBroch, and this guy, he has to finish off that broch. The Mechala first it is, that applies to what's wrong. Then the Mechala adds on, the Yeshoim Rim, so a musaf close to everybody else around. Musaf, you stop. That's the halacha, which is what takes on that is, that in musaf is a problem again, because musaf is not meant to be a shvur esra. You're not meant to say shvur esra in musaf. Musaf never ever would mean a shvur esra. It says the Mishnah Berurah, if you realize in the middle of atzot chayin lom das, oh no, what have I done? It's musaf, I should be doing musaf. He stops and he goes to come to Shabbos. Well, that is the halacha. Sorry?
What's the Pshat on the first day?
First day is actually interesting. He says over here, the first, Mr. Will explains the first just is, Tavadei Kamaisa, to be the Emet, Gamba Musub, who smiled good has brothers, Rak Hoysiv, and Nasa Fadach, who was saying, can we do Yoim, Kakom Musub, you answer. So you can see explain again, actually, yeah? Mr. Will says that really, if you've done a weekday Shemesh from a Musub, and you add in what you answer, Kakom Musub of Shabbos, you answer. So that Shemesh is not completely wrong, he says. May there, it could be, it's okay. The Maisa, the Mishnah passes quite clearly that for Musaf, this thing is different, Moshi, and you stop wherever you are and you go straight to Kantor Shabbos. Right, next. Now, this is very interesting, actually. What happens now, the next case? That's the last complicated case, I think, now today, hopefully. The next case is someone, he's got himself mixed up on Friday night. The way he was, he had a chasna this last week, whatever, he was very, very tired. For some reason, he said, Atah Echol, it's Atah Kedasha. He done a mincha of Shabbos afternoon instead of Maariv Friday night.
So what does he do about Friday night?
Oh, very good question, Moshe. Very good. That is a good question, Moshe, yeah?
Is it about Friday night?
So what first question is, he understands, he's the mincha Shmon Esra, and he really does it funny, So what does he do? That's the halacha over here. This halacha is this really, so we can see both. Hatoyah itzvik the Shabbos. Someone made a mistake. Itzvik the Shabbos. Vehechtiv shel zu bzu. He swapped around. Anyone it was, yeah, Shachris from Mincha, Maariv from Mincha, Maariv Shachris. Whatever he did, he got it wrong. Ein echayzer. He does not repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Let's talk about finish the whole Shmoneh Esrei. So he finishes the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Finishes the whole Atzvik Echad. Right to the end. Oyse Shalom. And then he sees, hey, it's been funny what I've done. The Meister and Shiyotza.
Because he's in the Kaddish Shabbos.
Because the Ikkum thing is, the thing is, you met from the kind of Shabbos, that's actually. The Chiddush is in that, I must tell you. Here, so the Meister, what's happening is, he's supposed to have done Maariv, Atu Kedashko, but the mistake is Atu Echot. So we say Shiyotza. Now, ask you what he said. What does he do for Shabbos Mincha?
Say it again for this.
Why should he say the same thing with you?
Why should he
say Echot?
Why shouldn't you? Why shouldn't you?
Why shouldn't you?
Why shouldn't
you? Why shouldn't you? Why should you? Why should you? Why should you? Why
should you? Why
should
you? Why should you? Why should you? Why should you?
Why should you?
No, he made a mistake for my shachris. He said that to Echad. The Meiser, it comes to Mincha, do it again.
There's also a for Musaf.
But not for Musaf, sir.
No, it's a fresh
character. Musaf out of the picture, yeah? Musaf, but we'll copy it. So again, Mariv, shachris, and Mincha. And I made it very simple again here. I said a person daven on Mariv Friday night, he daven at Echad, he finished Shmoyna Esra, Oysa Shalom. Finished, that's it. Now, I must tell you the truth, actually, it's a very, I'm being very, very broad-minded, very easy. Actually, the halacha is that once he says, Baruch Atah Hashem of Mekadish HaShavos, it's the same halacha, it doesn't go back.
So why should you answer me now, Mekadish?
Now, it's an interesting point, it's a bit, but the Rosh Hashanah, he downed Shabbos Mincha by mistake for Friday night. He gets to, He gets up to here. In that case, there he goes back. If he's not finished the bracha of Mekadesh HaShavos, he has to go back to the Reish Lakish. But if he's finished the bracha, then he just carries on. Now, what's called finishing the bracha? So, you know, possibly say, why don't you say Baruch Atah Hashem? He said Baruch Atah Hashem, and he's realized, oh no, I've said this, well, I said the Shabbos about. What's the option, Moshe? You've got two options. Either say that Abdeinu Kekha, and then go back to Atah or Kidashka, or just finish off.
So, just finish off the Shabbos?
Moshe, you heard this shit before, Moshe, right? Think most you certainly see before. So the halacha is actually, the Mishnah brings down somewhere else, that you only say Namdin Chukecha if it's Ma'aki, if you get it wrong. The Moshe says, oh, I forgot Mashma Rach. So if he says Baruch Hashem Chaya Mason, he's too late to rectify it, then you can say Namdin Chukecha. But in this case over here, where it's not Ma'aki, the Mice gives you the answer, Yeshua Esra, you do not say Namdin Chukecha, and once you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you say Hashem's name, you finish off the Kaddish Shabbos and you carry on right through. Right? So again, if you realize in Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv before Baruch Atah Hashem, you've got the wrong one, then you should go back and you must do what you've done wrong and get it right. If you didn't, once you're in the Baruch Atah Hashem, you finish Baruch Atah Hashem, you have to finish off the Bracha, the Kaddish Shabbos, and you carry on. And then for Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, you'll be saying again, Atah. That's quite straightforward. So far, so good, I would say, yeah?
Yeah.
You're with me, Moshe?
Yeah.
Now, here's where the complication. Here's a bit more tricky. Now, what happens if someone got Twitter's muscle mixed up?
What do you
have? Now, there's two options for Twitter's muscle. Let's start with the first one. Let's start with scene one. Scene one was he was meant to double muscle. So it's come to Shabbos muscle. He's done Shabbos. It comes to Musaf Shmoneh Esra on Shabbos morning. He's meant to daven Musaf, and by mistake he davened a Maariv, a Shachris, or Mincha Shmoneh Esra. So this is that Loch in Shulchan Aruch, race, some race, again race. Samches. Yeshayim Hichliv Shal Musaf Ba'Cheres. If someone got it wrong, he has to go back. So let's see what the case is. So there's a few options over here. So let's talk about case number. Case number one is a person who's meant to daven Musaf. It's Musaf Shabbos morning. He meant to daven Musaf by mistake. He davened Maariv Shachris Mincha. So if he realizes before Mekadesh Shabbos, quite simply he goes back to cancel Shabbos. Because he started off wrong. He started off brachas, four, three brachas. He carried on after Kedashta, should have said Musaf. He made a mistake. He goes back to cancel Shabbos. If he's already finished, this is interesting. He's really finished the Kaddish Shabbos. He's finished the Kaddish Shabbos, but he's not started with saying. And then you add a few words in. You add in Nase Lefonecha Kobra Musuf. And then you carry on with saying.
And if it's said with saying?
If you said with saying already, you started with saying already.
He hasn't mentioned Musuf.
Now, it depends what you're up to. If you're up to Mahoshe Vesavoy, just to be a lot of instructions over here. Some saying, you say Mahoshe Vesavoy with the Beisecha, but Nase Lefonecha Kobra Musuf. You add those words in there. You carry on. And others say you go back to come to Shabbos.
We don't
say
the actual Muslim.
What?
We don't say what the Muslim is.
No, you just say
Korban.
You
don't say
the actual Muslim. You don't say. Yeah, don't say the Korban. You just say it's a Korban.
The Muslim has to be repeated at the Tabish Mesa.
That's it. True,
because he hasn't mentioned
it. You have to mention that Korban.
So let's don't tell us a Shalom.
Well, if he's after it saying Tabish Mesa, he goes back to come to Shabbos. If he's done Oisin Shalom, he starts Tabish Mesa.
That's just an interesting thing,
Rabbi Yisrael.
Because he hasn't mentioned the word Musa.
Yeah.
Basically.
So Musa is called Musa. The story we're talking about, Rabbi Yisrael, over here is he was meant to say Musa, yeah? But by mistake, he did Shachris Mencha Omariv. So again, very quickly, the halacha is Shachris Mencha Omariv. He realizes before the Kaddish Shabbos, if he has not started with saying yet, he can add the Nasa Fanecha Kob Musuf, then carries on with saying. If he said with saying, some say, Rosh was avoided on the Bibli Sech, but Nasa Fanecha Kob Musuf, I'm saying go back to Kanta Shabbos. If you're in there until before Isha Shalom, you do back to Kanta Shabbos. If you finish the Shemot Esra, start off again.
And that is after both after Hashem finished with Kanta Shabbos.
Same thing, yeah.
Kanta Shabbos and goes back.
Now, what about the other way around, Rabbi Yisrael? What about, this is a very interesting case actually, he was supposed to daven this thing Shachris, and by mistake this guy daven Musaf. He's on a late night, I don't know what happens. He came late. The Meister, he starts off with Musaf.
But you mentioned Shachris in Musaf.
Yeah, that's interesting. But he's meant to be used to Shachris.
But it's mentioned Shabbos in
the Shemoneh Esra. Oh, very good. So here the halacha is, if he says Musaf,
gets away with it. Because he mentioned Shabbos. No, it's not
there.
He said it, as long as he mentioned Shabbos.
So here the halacha, no, he's not said Shabbos, yeah?
He's a Muslim.
So what are we, I'll come to you in a minute. He's been Yotze Musaf, but has he done his Shabbos? He's Yotze Shabbos.
Yeah,
well,
he
was
a
Shachris.
He's
done
Musaf.
Why is he married? So before I say Musaf like a Sheker, you're saying you're bringing Korbanos of Musaf. Now that's wrong for Shachris. So it's much worse, good point, actually. It's much worse than the Musaf Shmuel Esther you say for Shachris.
It's for Shachris.
So if you realize before what you call it, whatever you're up to, you should go stop where you are and go back to your promotion. The person finished Shmoneh Esra.
Right.
This is interesting now. The person finished Shmoneh Esra. He done Musaf. He finished Shmoneh Esra. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm done.
He's
going to start the whole Shachris again. But there's no Musaf. He's been Yotze Musaf.
Before the Shachris.
He's been Yotze Musaf before the Shachris.
And that's not right.
That's
not right.
It's not ideal, but it works.
You shouldn't be alive.
The mighty hearing. Again, this person was meant to have done the Shachris. By mistake, he done Musaf instead of Shachris. So he's not Yotze Shachris. In this case, he's not Yotze Shachris, it's a Sheker. It's a Sheker in his Twitter that's a Kabbalus. The Kabbalus is wrong for Shachris. Don't mention Kabbalus for Shachris.
It's
so the Maaseh B'Shmoneh is wrong, it cannot be used for Shachris.
Musaf is Maaseh it's
what?
But the Musaf is
So Shachris is going to daven again. So if you realize that the Kabbalus Shachris, whatever it is, he goes back, wherever it is, before it's a Shachris, he goes back to the company, he goes back to his Moshe, wherever it is, yeah? If he finishes, if he realizes after Shmoneh Esra, so he's had it now, can't change, yeah, but it's changed. But what he can do is, this Shmoneh Esra works for Musaf. He's been Yotze Musaf, but he has to read two Shachris.
Yeah.
Alright,
but it's not too early for the Chabkash.